L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bird Show.
All right, so Abby, if you want to get off Abby's blocked list, you can do it. There is a way. There is a key.
One of the things I'm so happy that the show has championed is the blocked button, because the longer I've been on the show, the more I've wanted to block people, because the audacity, I don't know where people be finding it. I don't know if there's bigger pockets in jeans nowadays. These bags are big and you can keep all the audacity in there. But the things that some people will say to you, you're like, you would never say that to somebody in person.
There's an audacity well somewhere, and that mofo has not run dry.
It is alive and well. And so because there is a plethora of audacity out there, I have used the block button a time or two or 10 or 100 on my own Instagram. Because how are you going to come into my house and tell me something about myself that I don't need to hear, that isn't true, all of the above? But somebody did something a couple of weeks ago that got them off my block list. And I thought I would, in the final days of the Burt Show, offer it to anybody else who has realized they've been blocked by me. And I will let you know what you can do to be removed from the list.
So this is your rules of block redemption.
This is a successful block redemption arc that 1P1 has successfully completed.
I admire that, because once you're on my block list, there's no going back.
Preach.
That's it. I'm not spending time.
We're old enough for giving.
Yeah. You know what else I've done too? You're not on Facebook, right?
I mean, I'm on Facebook, but I'm not really like on Facebook.
So I'm not really on it very much either, but here's something cool to do. That when somebody leaves a nasty comment and there are other people that like it or heart it or whatever, you go into everybody's account that has liked it and you block all of them also.
That's what I do.
Because it's just a matter of time before they say something nasty to you. And it has really been great at shielding people. Like, I'm not nervous about going online anymore, because for the most part, I've blocked them all out.
You guys are like busy real adults. How do you have time for this?
Sorry, I'm going to rephrase. That is what I used to do. And then I realized, when you block someone, it lowers your follower count. And so I'm like, you know what? What I do instead is I restrict them.
Ah.
So they can't make any more comments, but I still get the follower. And it's the best revenge, because then they're helping my career and my Instagram numbers when I do any kind of like social post or anything. But they can't leave the nasty comments.
That's extra petty.
But if they don't follow you and they're not helping your follower count.
Bye, babe.
Yeah. Bye. But that's the weird thing, is they always follow you. I'm like, why? If you're so angry about me for whatever reason, why are you following me? It's just the most bizarre behavior. Or if like you're somebody who has made weird comments, are always the first people to watch your Instagram stories. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and I'm just going to sound super old here. I'm just going to be the oldest guy in the room that, look, I think a lot of mental health problems that we're having in this country right now have everything to do with social media.
I'm not getting off social media. So anyway, if you want to get off my block list, I'll tell you how somebody on my list recently got readmitted and let through the pearly gates of my Instagram and can enjoy my superficial dumb girl content. So I got an email from a P1 that said, "Hey, I wanted to formally apologize to you for being a boomer grammar police in your DMs." For context, like a year ago, this person just decided to make like a random comment criticizing my grammar. And I was like, shut up. Like, this is Instagram. This is not a PhD paper. And for whatever it said, I was like, bye. Like, there's no reason for you to send this to me. This is my Instagram. So I blocked him. This person said, "I was embarrassed and sad when I saw that I had been blocked from your stories. I see my younger self in you, and I would love to quietly follow along to see where you land. I'm not actually a boomer, and we do share a birthday a decade plus apart. If you feel inclined to unblock me, my Instagram is bloop, 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 bloop. I promise to behave, and I will trust, I will not trust myself to playfully correct grammar any longer. Best insert name here."
I don't trust it.
You don't? I thought it was very genuine.
Sounds like it.
The thing is I was probably in a bad mood that day. You were probably the 15th person to say something about my grammar, and you just got the block button. So I was like, you know what? Because you did something very gracious and humble. You came to my email and you said, "Listen, probably shouldn't have sent that. I'm sorry. I take it back." And to me, I think that's, I have done things I regret. I was probably in a bad mood that day. So you know what? You got off the block list.
And I do feel like there's a hierarchy of offenses. And so the grammar police isn't up there at the top, but, you know, it's in there. And
it's just annoying more than anything else.
But your self-awareness that you're probably in a bad, like, it hits you at the wrong time, blah, blah, blah. Now, there are some things that people will say, like, if you've ever said anything bad about my husband or my kid,
oof,
you're never getting invited back to the party.
See, I'm just the opposite. You could say something nasty about anybody else in my life.
But it's not me.
But yeah, when it comes to me, man, it's off limits. But yeah, you want to talk about my fiance or my kids? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. So anyway, this is me publicly accepting the apology. If you haven't seen already, you have been unblocked from my Instagram stories. And if anybody else wants to grovel at my virtual feet, you're welcome to.
All right, let me run this by you guys. But if you're driving around with kids in the car, you might want to check out for about a couple of minutes here, because this is a funny scenario and he doesn't know what to do with it. But let me ask you guys what you would do. Okay. So I got a friend of mine. He's like in his 50s. He's got I'm going to be a little bit vague with some of the details here because I don't want to totally call him out, but he gave me the okay to talk about it. So he's in his 50s. He's single and in his 50s, divorced about 10 years ago, dating, doing the whole thing. That probably doesn't even have anything to do with this. But he's got himself a boutique marketing firm. And when I say boutique, we're talking about 9-10 employees maybe, but they're doing pretty good. They're on their way up, right? And when you have only 9 or 10 employees, you can have meetings in the small office that you have, talk about whatever business people talk about. Hey, I just want to let you guys know profits are down in Q2 or whatever, so let's come together and figure it all out together, okay? So he calls a meeting, and everybody shows up to the meeting room and the conference room, and he's the last one to get in there. So they're all sitting around, they're BSing with each other, they're waiting for the big boss to get in there. So he is going to do like either a PowerPoint or something like that, gets into the room while everybody's sitting there, and now it's quiet in the room while they're all waiting for what's the boss going to tell us here today. He opens up his computer, his laptop, and he didn't close out what he was watching the night before
in the privacy
of his own apartment.
No.
So when he opens it up, you can immediately hear the sounds that are coming out of his computer. Nobody can see the screen, but you can hear very obviously what he was watching.
What is it? Just like the Frasier theme song?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's call it that, right?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
So it doesn't last long because he's in a complete panic. Slams the laptop down and regroups himself in a moment's notice and goes on with the conference, right? So he's trying to block out like how uncomfortable everybody is, and he goes into whatever he's going into, the statistics or the status of the company, whatever.
That's a huge faux pas.
Woo! Right? So they end the meeting, whatever it was, 20, 30 minutes. Everybody goes on their way. He goes on his way. So now he's stuck with this question because it is really kind of uncomfortable, right? Everybody heard what was going on. His question is, in the next meeting, or do I bring it up to everybody and just apologize and say, hey, I know this was uncomfortable, or do you just let it go?
I'm not a fan of bosses that sweep things under the rug and try to pretend like nothing happened.
Right.
I think you owe, and I know we have a very unique work environment where there is like, you know, there's nothing but transparency. If you are in a very professional, like marketing environment, I think you address it. Like, I think it needs to be addressed because that shows you're taking accountability. Big fan of people who take accountability, show some self-awareness, who can apologize. I think that'll go a long way with the employees. If you address, this doesn't have to be like, you know, and in 4 paragraphs long, just a couple of sentences. And
it can even be vague, something like, hey, I know we were all uncomfortable in the meeting the other day, something like that.
I wouldn't assume how other people felt. I'm never going to assume other people's feelings. I would just make it not even about feelings, but just blanketly apologize.
And don't do it in writing.
Yeah,
do it verbally at the start of a next meeting. Like, hey, apologies for what you heard in the last meeting. If you would like to discuss it with me or HR privately, you're welcome to make a meeting. Otherwise, let's move on.
Oh, I'd make a joke about it.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm the boss. Like, I mean, he was watching it in the privacy of his own home. He obviously didn't want to show it during the meeting. So I would probably start the meeting with some kind of lighthearted joke. Be like, hey, don't worry. I left I left my adult films at home this week. Anyway, on to Q3.
That's kind of exactly what I told him to do also, is somehow, some way acknowledge it. Because like Kristen said, I'm a fan of, I think that they respect you more if you say, hey, we all know what's going on here. I'm embarrassed about it. let's just move on. But if you try to sweep it under the rug, then they're subconsciously going, what else is he saying? What else is he not telling us?
Everybody makes mistakes. Not everybody owns them.
That's 100% right. Man, those are words of wisdom from Kristen this morning.
The Bert Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.